protests, not without a fight. A day does not go by without a protest taking place somewhere in the world. Protesters gather on university campuses, in front of government buildings, and in city centers and parks. Some protests are peaceful, while others are violent. Peaceful protests sometimes turn into riots when police arrive on the scene. It is part of human nature to stand up for one's rights. Many protests are related to the economy. People are frustrated with being unemployed, underpaid, or unable to afford tuition or childcare. Protests are often aimed directly at the government. Citizens speak out against inequality, new laws, government cuts, and corruption. Protesters and people on strike often form a line outside a building called a picket line. Police forces often anticipate riots. Sometimes riot police or members of the military are on hand before important sporting events or government meetings. Riot police wear special protection and are trained to restore order. They use tear gas, rubber bullets, and barricades to protect important figures and themselves. Some police carry megaphones to communicate with the crowd. Angry or drunk rioters often throw rocks, torch vehicles, and vandalize property. In some countries, police fear the people. In other countries, it's the other way around. Which way is it usually in your country? Protesters are often detained or arrested. Sometimes, protesters are arrested because they are violent. Other times, they are arrested for entering private property. In 2012, Russian protesters were arrested for simply wearing a white ribbon. These anti-Putin protesters had been warned not to protest on the day of Vladimir Putin's inauguration. Protesters typically fight for their beliefs and ignore these types of warnings. These days, protesters are often hooded or masked youths who conceal their identity. They don't want their pictures showing up on social media sites. In 2012, the Canadian government proposed a new law requiring protesters to show their faces. The government felt this law would help prevent protests from spiraling out of control. Do you think this is a good law to have?